right, gang, if you're wanting to stay on the line, we've got about 15 minutes left of the hour to go into our discussion of what Ron and Lynn just shared with us. How do we implement some of those things, the weekly wellness preview, the core habits of asking questions, ABCs, rollouts, the big events? How do we set out to impact lives right from the get-go? How do we, in a not-so-thriving economy, so to speak, as the media keeps, you know, beating us over the head with it, how do we buck the trend? How do we go against the flow and, you know, swimming upstream, so to speak? How do we do that, and what are some of the core things? Well, Ron and Lynn shared what they're doing, obviously, and it's working. So in the 14 minutes that we have left, we're going to do this rapid-fire style. Who's on the line?
Hi. Kathy Clark.
Good morning, Kathy. Good morning, Molly.
Denise.
Good morning, Steve. Janine.
Bill and Joe.
Good morning, Bill and Joe. Did I miss anybody else? Ron, Candy, Marie, Julie, Harold? Okay. And I know several of those emailed me this week, and I've not been very faithful on staying on the computer just because I didn't want to. So there. I made more phone calls this week than I usually do, so that's been my time focus. So let's just go from top to bottom. I actually put your guys' names in alphabetical order based on first name because it's easier for me to keep track of you guys now. Janice, what'd you learn from Ron and Lynn? I mean, I know I got a page full of notes. What was the big thing that you're going to walk away and say, you know, I need to start doing that, or I need to be doing more of that?
I think it's the consistency that they had in building this. Constantly, they had the wellness previews. They, you know, they tried a few other things, the wellness, you know, in like maybe a building or something or other. But in the home, the consistency of constantly doing that, not only that, but I think talking to local people and building an organization within what they had, where they could work. They didn't have to go out to the world. Eventually, the world came to them. But I think that was a big thing.
And, Janice, you've been in NECAN for how many years now?
Almost 10 years, I would say.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So about Ron and Lynn, I think you said 14 years ago. So they've been in 4 more years than you are. And can you see yourself implementing or re-implementing some of those things? And you keyed in on the weekly wellness preview.
That particularly. And for me, I want to do that. It's not have to. And you know, you said something about the economy, and you know, in this day and age, I mean, there's several things there. That's the consistency of just getting out and doing this and talking to the people. And but you know, was it Jerry White? I was listening to the one of his call, and also a few other things. You know, maybe heck, in Michigan, we're the worst state in the world right now, I think, you know, as far as economy and people laid off and that kind of stuff. But there's one market that's growing, and that's in the health and wellness, and that's in, like, organic and wanting to know information about really good foods. I mean, they say that organic or wanting, you know, this kind of stuff is growing by 20-25% a year. That's a pretty big growth. So when you talk about where is... Maybe the economy is going down, you know, in lots of areas, especially here in Michigan, but where is it growing? That's the focus that we need to go on, not all this negative stuff.
You're talking about organic, too, because people think, well, I can't afford to be healthy. Organic food, man, I've seen apples at, like, you know, $1 or $2 a piece for an organic apple. Well, yeah, I guess so.
Well, how can you? Where can you get? I mean, heck, I live in Michigan. Where can I get organic apples? I can find them somewhere, or I can find a way to clean off my apples so that I can, you know, put them in tie water, maybe wash them in a cup of something else, so they do get rid of some of that residual junk.
Okay, great. All right, Joe and Bill. And now, see, Bill, if I would have listed you alphabetically by your name, but it's always Joe and Bill, not Bill and Joe in my mind, and don't take that personally. It's just, you know, Joe was the first person I met of the Joe and Bill team. So what'd you guys glean from what Ron and Lynn shared? You guys you've met them in person, you've heard them on cruises that we've been on before.
Well, I really respect both of them, Vance, always have. They're a great couple and have a great business, undoubtedly. Joe and I obviously haven't had a chance to debrief on this here. So we're hearing each other's comments for the first time, too. But I guess, like before, the wellness preview, again, was something that struck me. We started off with that weekly meeting back in Long Beach, California, and that was the beginning of our launch to Silver in the first 3 months of the business. And we've continued that over the years for a number of times, but now for a number of years we have not done that. So I guess, you know, that's something I'd like to just revisit with Joe again and see if that's something we want to start up again, because there is some real value in that, because it keeps you on a schedule, for one thing. Makes it available to people who want to bring other people to hear about it. So there's some real advantages to that, and I guess that's something I'd like to revisit again.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Joe, what about you?
Well, they talk like leaders, and they perform like leaders. And I think sometimes I want to work around people's schedule and accommodate them. And I do want to do that. But as I'm listening to Bill, I know, too, that if we did something as simple as have a weekly preview, this would be demonstrating a leadership role. And I have had people say, now, do you have something on a regular basis? And I say, you know what, I will help you whenever you want to. I can't honestly say, yes, we have something on a regular basis.
Yeah, because someone says, you know, how about Wednesdays at 10:30? Wednesdays at 10:30 a.m., that's really good for me every week. And you're going, okay, that's not good for anybody else except for you. No, you're onto something there, Joe, because when you make the decision, this is when we're going to do it. And, you know, I didn't ask Ron and Lynn what's the best night that they've discovered. You know, there's a science that people will say, well, you really want to do it on Thursday nights because, you know, that's the day that people are ready to launch into the weekend, so they're more optimistic. Or actually, it's really Tuesday night because Monday is kind of a, you know, and you can go right and left in one way or the other. And by the time you're done, you talked yourself out of doing anything because there's no perfect, you know, night to do it. Or what about Friday? Oh my goodness, let's do it on Saturday morning. You know, nobody in their right mind is going to get up on Saturday morning and join a conference call.
Really?
Go figure that one out. We've been doing it for, what, 7 years now?
When we decided to go for Silver, and we did that in 3 months, way back in the covered wagon days, then we said, Bill gave up choir, which he really loved, and we had meetings Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday afternoons, or as needed. If somebody said Saturday morning, by golly, we did it Saturday morning. But we were both teaching, you know, we were teachers, but we did it those times, Tuesdays, Thursdays, Saturdays. And that was our push. But now, I don't, even if all I did was once a week,
mm-hmm.
It doesn't have to be three times or five times a week that we're offering something.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes when you're really pushing, I think, then you have to extend yourself, too.
Exactly. Okay. All right. Kathy.
Yes. Boy, my brain's just been going a million miles a second here with this.
And we'd expect, you know, nothing less, trust me.
I'm really blessed up here in the Pacific Northwest. You know, we have a Tuesday night wellness preview where we have the top speakers. It varies between Pat and Mac to Dennis Williams to Reardon's. And then we have a Thursday night, I think it's once or twice a month in Tacoma. And I mean, we have them. But have I been very faithful at getting people to them? No. But I have been having, and I've been doing a lot what Joe's been doing, trying to work around other people's schedules. And I'm finding that is a real downfall for me.
Why?
Well, because then I'm not running my business. I'm letting everybody else dictate to me how it's going to be run.
Uh-huh.
And
when
that, I say,
Kathy, let me ask you, is that any different than, and again, I go back to mom running a restaurant, dad running a sheet metal company, that do they really own those businesses, or do those businesses own them?
Yeah.
It's
owning me.
So if you're not setting an example, and there's a challenge that's coming into my mind right now to all of us, and I'm speaking to myself as well, would it be too far out of the box to say, hey, guys, by the end of this month, before May 1st, can we all rise to the challenge and say, let's pick a night? Obviously, it's not going to be the same night because I'm not in the Seattle area where Kathy is, and I'm not in Wichita, Kansas, and I'm not in Ohio where Molly's at, and I'm not in Michigan, and the list goes on. But can we pick a night and make a decision that every single week on that night, taking ownership of our own business here, we're going to be either in somebody's home or we're going to be doing it in-home in our home? Can we do that?
Yes,
and if the answer is no, we're going to list all the excuses of why we can't or we cannot. But as Joe just pointed out, Bill had to quit choir, give up something that he really, really enjoyed. Well, I'm in the same boat, gang. I'm looking at my weekly schedule going, okay, you know, I've got to do this. I have this responsibility. I have this responsibility on this night. So this night or this night, I got to make. And it's been challenging in exactly what Ron and Lynn talked about of making that decision that, I'm forgetting the word that Lynn used, of getting back into the President's Club. You make a decision that it's going to happen, that it's not about relaunching or rebuilding. There was another word she used, and if you guys can remember it, I need to write it.
Sorry, guys, I forgot that I had the timer on the phone, so it turned off just like it does Monday through Friday and cut off the end of the call. So I apologize. I'll do better next week. Bye now.